Well, hello there, beautiful soul. Welcome to Soul Chat. This is the podcast where we are having conversations deeper than the surface. My name is Ebony Chitora, and I am your host. And as a meditation mastery coach, it is my passion and my pleasure to absolutely create spaces that help you to step into your inner peace, power, and clarity. Teach you how to release old wounds and emotional trauma for good, and how to fly in learning how to own your value, charge your worth, and live your best life. So if that sounds like things that you are interested in, then welcome to the Soul Chat family. Make sure you stay tuned every single week for new episodes, new guests, and amazing breakthroughs. Welcome to another episode of Soul Chat. I am your host, Ebony Chitora, and every now and again, I'm inspired to create a short episode. And this one is for my mom, my mothers out there, and anyone listening who has normalized putting yourself on the back burner. I really want to speak with you today, because what I have realized is that sometimes we are giving ourselves the breadcrumbs. What does that mean? That's like the rest of what is left out of all the energy we've given for the day, out of even thinking about ourselves. Like, I came to my office to read, which was a thought I had that was about self. And then that turned into me sitting down and getting distracted with things that have nothing to do with me in this moment, right? Business things. And it got me to thinking, and I just in general have been thinking about, you know, I'm always reflecting on my year, my past year, and areas for growth and areas where there's some much needed, you know, light shining within it. And it definitely has been the knowing and the honoring of, okay, how much am I really, really giving to myself? Because it's so easy to say we self-care, and it's so easy to turn even what we love to do, our purpose, into a form of self-care, because for sure it is. However, what I do know is that we get to become our most authentic, easy, feeling, free, relaxed self when we are putting ourselves first, like wholeheartedly. And I want to share this because I came across this on Threads. Shout out to Threads. If you are not yet following me over there, follow me there. I love all these opportunities just to connect with people in different places and have different types of conversations and different followings. All interested, of course, in self-care, soul care, and elevation. And that what I came across was a post that said manifestation. This is probably not the exact thing that it said, but this is what it said. Manifestation is a beautiful blend of self-love and gratitude. So I wrote that down. And then I wrote self-love. Stop accepting less than you deserve. And gratitude, start appreciating more of what you have now. So that reminded me in general of, like, okay, how are we self-loving? And when we are in our deepest level of flow, and I mean receiving, and things are easy, and even when things feel hard, you feel supported, you feel nourished again because you are not giving yourself the breadcrumbs, right? So I want you to think about this with me as well and really sit with yourself and ask yourself, am I giving myself the breadcrumbs or am I giving myself the full loaf, honey? The full loaf with jam on the side, maybe a little bit of butter, whatever you like, okay? And really being honest with that, how we show up for ourselves, because I know for me as a mom, adding an addition, that's been a shift, right? Being in relationship, which for sure, it's been going on 2 years. However, it still is a space of growth for me. You know, in relationship of honoring myself and placing myself first above everybody, everyone, right? And I can tell you that when I reflect over the past year, I know that there are some areas where your girl was giving herself the breadcrumbs, honey. And it leads to not feeling good, not doing our best, right? And I'm just more than anything, because this is life and it has seasons and transitions. So that's what always allows me to give myself grace in these conversations. But, you know, in reality, I am grateful and thankful that I know a space. That I know a space of how it feels to truly be just so grateful and so loving of myself, like not giving myself the breadcrumbs, that it's a place that I can return to. I think if you're out there listening and you've never had that space where you're like, I just feel so free, like even when things feel challenging, I'm navigating it, breathing into it, and I still feel great about myself and I still feel wonderful. You know, when we're not taking care of ourselves and life is lifing, these are the things that make us hide. These are the things that make us shrink. These are the things that continue to make us feel unworthy. And I'm here to tell you, you don't have to do that. You don't have to shrink, right? It's learning how to continuously put yourself first, because the practice itself goes against the grain of everything we've been taught. And then even within us, the way our nervous system feels, right? Shout out to my moms out there, right? When you leave your kids, talk about that guilt when you're working and providing for them, right? And it's something that you have to do in this here matrix. So I wanted to pour this episode into you and ask you, are you giving yourself the breadcrumbs, right? We have to become that vibration that we desire. And part of becoming it is learning that we can give ourselves permission to have an overflowing cup, to only operate from an overflowing cup, and to change the standard, because people around us do need to understand, our children, right, our partners have to understand what we need to thrive and to feel like we're thriving. Because if we're not feeling like we're thriving, it's like, what are we doing? What are we doing here, honey? Right? And that for me, just even reflecting on it, I'll be honest with you, is like, listen, honey, if there's one thing I'm gonna do, I'm gonna love you, but I'm gonna love me more. Because I have learned that that recipe right there, just like anything like that kind of feels hard, is so worth it. And that I will show up as my best self because I'm showing up in overflow. I'm not showing up dragging my feet. I'm not showing up so tired. I'm not showing up needing another cup of coffee just to get through the next hour, right? And I'm actually laughing to myself, sidebar, because I'm on Amazon looking up all these kids' sleepy vitamins and the ones that say drug-free. I'm like, okay, if these are drug-free, then what's been in the other ones, right? And I said, listen, that book, Go the Beep to Sleep, is like real life, okay? And parents these days, like, I don't even care. Y'all gonna get this melatonin or whatever is in here. Anyways, sidebar just kind of made me chuckle. Definitely make sure we're reading the labels, okay? But anyways, listen, friends, thank you so much for showing up to this episode. Thank you for showing up to you, honoring you. I really appreciate all the listens, and I am calling you to subscribe. If you are interested in my longer episodes that have so many gems that are going to totally pour into your soul, I will be dropping podcast episodes every single Monday, and I have so many in the vault. I have so many interviews coming up, and I'm committed to putting my voice out there. I'm committing to continue to pour into this podcast, because I even thought about starting a whole brand new one, and I'm like, you know what? I just really love the flow of this, and I love that this Soul Chat is the essence of who I be. I'm always going to look a little bit deeper than the surface. I'm always going to be asking questions, just like within this episode, of myself, to really move the needle, right? And not sit in this discomfort of, I don't know. It's like, listen, we are not stuck. We are in transition. So in order to transition, you got to move. You got to ask questions. So go ahead and hit that subscribe button. Subscribe to my podcast. Know that every subscription is so honored and appreciated in every single way. I'm just thinking about this today. You know, when people start businesses, you're not just supporting that person. You're not just supporting their business. You are supporting their children. You are supporting their dreams. You are supporting their ability to have an amazing lifestyle. And me personally, I'm so grateful for that. And I'm grateful for the ways I get to impact others. So for all of you that are true to this podcast, thank you. For all of you that are new to this podcast, shout out to New York. I see a couple other countries popping up in the listener base, Germany, Canada. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I appreciate you so much. And as always, share this with a friend, because you never, ever know who may need this message. Thank you so much for showing up for yourself. This is Ebony, and I will see you on the next podcast episode. Ashe. That sums up this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I pray that this episode has delivered clarity and some. If you loved it, share it with a friend, because sharing is not only caring, it is a sign of abundance. If you're an avid listener, leave a review so I know how I'm doing. And continue to heal into your best version, overcoming all of life's challenges with ease and grace, because you can. And come back when new episodes drop with your pen, your notebook, water, juice, or wine, and be prepared for more soul healing conversations. Be blessed, because you are so worthy of living a life that you love.